Hey guys, my name is Karthik and you are listening to The Broken Gearbox. Istanbul Park, an anti-clockwise circuit designed by Hermann Tilke. It hasn't hosted a Formula One race in 9 years, but was announced to return to the 2020 Formula One World Championship after major schedule changes as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Make no mistake, Istanbul Park is one of Hermann Tilke's finest creations. The track has been compared to Spa-Francorchamps, and it features some properly good corners. But talk about Istanbul Park, and it won't be long until the words Turn 8 crop up. The multi-apex, Puan-style left-hander is one of the all-time great challenges in a Formula One car. Tilke even engineered bumpiness into the turn and made it fall downhill just to add to the acceleration. The track will add more to an already uncertain season. Most of the teams will have some Friday data for Istanbul Park. Trouble is, it will be from the May 6th, 2011, which is the last time F1 held a Friday practice at this venue. That will be very little use to the teams operating high downforce V6 turbo hybrid F1 cars. Then there's the drivers. Lewis Hamilton, Kimi Raikkonen, Sergio Perez, and Sebastian Vettel are the only ones to have raced F1 machinery around the venue, with Vettel, Raikkonen, and Hamilton all one-time winners here, giving them a leg up on the competition. This means that the youngsters will have to catch up on their sim racing rigs at home. If you have plans for November 14th, cancel them. Cancel them immediately, because qualifying day for the 2020 Turkish Grand Prix is going to be worth it. Considering that around the similar length Silverstone circuit this year, pole for the British Grand Prix was over 6 seconds quicker than it was in 2011, watching these modern cars attacking Istanbul Park is likely going to be a jaw-dropping spectacle. The Renault F1 team, which will be known as Alpine next year, has some exciting news to share. Most people in the F1 community were deeply disheartened when Fernando Alonso called quits on his Formula One career. The Spaniard had dazzled everyone with his racecraft for nearly 15 years, en route to winning 2 world championships with Renault. Alonso has shown a key sign of faith in the Renault's 2021 car, saying that the prospects look encouraging. His involvement has become key in the team's strategy meetings for both this and next year in a bid to improve their standings. He used filming days in Barcelona to get up to speed. Moreover, Magic Alonso underwent testing in Bahrain recently with the 2018 Renault car, putting in close to 100 laps. The Spanish driver dedicated focus on getting to grips with the controls and the handling. The French manufacturer Works team has significantly improved over the course of this season. This is demonstrated by Daniel Ricciardo's 2 podium finishes in the last 3 races. Of course, it might just be the Australian's ability to guide the team home and keep the pressure away from the midfield. Then again, Fernando is no rookie himself, and he has years of experience under his belt. Regardless, it will excite fans to see one of the best Formula One racers take to the track in 2021. There will be immense anticipation to watch how he does well in an improving Renault car, who will eye more podium finishes in the future. It wasn't very long ago that Sebastian Vettel was cruising past opponents to win races and championships. Now, he looks like a former shadow of the greatness and sheen he once displayed. Most people in the Formula One community want to see him back fit and firing again, like before. And there is a genuine possibility that he might be able to do this at Aston Martin next year. However, Red Bull motorsport advisor Dr. Helmut Marko revealed that Vettel faced similar problems with his ex-teammate Daniel Ricciardo when he started beating Vettel back in 2014. Helmut Marko was clear about the fact that Vettel will be certainly at the top of his game if he is handed the right car. He revealed that back in the golden period of Red Bull racing, even his teammate Mark Webber fell short of matching the dominance that Vettel produced. However, with Vettel's last few races at Ferrari being so disappointing, can we say that Vettel has lost the spirit of a four-time Formula One world champion? With winter testing due in a couple of months' time, the idea would be to design a car which is just about right for Vettel. And in doing so, Aston Martin might bring back the vintage Sebastian. And if they are able to do so, Formula One is going to be witnessing amazing races. Saudi Arabia will host a Formula One Grand Prix next year, a move aimed at attracting well-heeled, globe-trotting visitors and raising the kingdom's profile internationally as a tourist destination. Thursday's announcement by race organizers and F1 also raised concerns from human rights activists who accuse Saudi Arabia of sports washing, which is using a sport event to create a positive image. However, there is much more behind F1's move towards the Middle East. Mercedes six-time Formula One champion Lewis Hamilton, an outspoken campaigner for equality and racial justice, said last week that he needed to find out more about the Saudi situation, but the sport, a powerful platform to initiate change. The Prince of Saudi Arabia hailed the race to be held in Jeddah as groundbreaking. He said that he firmly believes that the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix will be the biggest sports event to be hosted in their country's history and has the potential to change lives, perceptions, and reach new audiences and communities like never before. The November night race along Jeddah's Corniche, facing the Red Sea, will be the third in the Middle East, with Bahrain and Abu Dhabi, subject to confirmation of a 2021 calendar that is yet to be published. I believe that Formula One is moving to a 22 street race calendar, or 23, however many races are going to be held in the future. I do know that Formula E hosts a number of street races or races in temporary circuits. However, when I think of Formula One, I think of the best cars going around the best circuits of the world, producing the best racing for the best motorsport fans. And I think this should be a given, since Formula One is considered to be at the tip of motorsport racing. The Saudi Arabian Grand Prix is going to be a street race at night. And I don't want to write it off just as yet, because it could turn out to be a great race. However, when I think of Formula One again, I expect the best racetracks. Think of the 2020 season. We raced at some of the most historic tracks with these modern Formula One cars. Tracks such as the Nürburgring and Imola were fantastic to watch. Sure, Imola didn't produce the best racing. It wasn't a 10-on-10 when it came to the racing aspect of the Grand Prix. But it was absolutely brilliant to see these cars going around a circuit which had so much history and meant so much to many Formula One fans around the world. And I don't hate street circuits either. Circuits like Baku and Monaco are some of my favorite circuits of the Formula One calendar because they're challenging, they're exciting to watch, and they're just great fun, honestly. But what I'm worried about is that classic tracks or tracks that have produced great racing in the past few years, such as Sepang in Malaysia, or Istanbul Park, or the Budd International Circuit in India, will never be able to feature in a Formula One calendar again due to the financial aspect of things. For those people who don't really follow Formula One, you must know that it is really expensive to host a Formula One Grand Prix. The Australian Grand Prix, which is packed every year, loses millions of dollars because it's simply really expensive to host a race. Surely, Formula One can find some compromise or find some middle point where it can meet its financial needs and also allow Formula One fans to view the best racing at the tracks which produce the best races. The 2020 Formula One season has been amazing. We have seen really good racing, we have seen really great midfield battles, and this season has become a spectacle. However, I don't think this sort of racing would be possible in the future when we move to tracks like Sochi, Bahrain, and Abu Dhabi, which provide a lot of financial revenue to Formula One, but don't in fact produce great racing. And I'm afraid Saudi Arabia will be the same. Well, it may turn out that Saudi Arabia is a great street race and produces excellent racing. But the fact that we're compromising and we're letting go of some of the best races or best racing circuits that Formula One has ever known to these kind of circuits is just a shame, really. Well, this was just my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. Let me know.
Thanks for listening to The Broken Gearbox. Hope to see you soon.